This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Jason Goldman. Human parents usually have one or sometimes two offspring at a time, and when babies get delivered, we pour all our energy into child rearing. But other animals raise lots of babies at once, and the weaker individuals can be at a big disadvantage. If there's not enough food, for example, a mother bird might offer more to those chicks who are more likely to survive. Nature is a rough place. But mammals like pigs can't selectively provision their offspring the way birds do, because all the babies nourish at the same time. And yet, the strongest piglets still seem to have an edge. One hypothesis goes that the weaklings might not have enough energy to stimulate the mammary gland while they suckle, so they eventually starve from a lack of nutrition. But it turns out that vigorous stimulation of one mammary gland can increase blood flow in neighboring glands. So if a weakling was canny enough to position himself next to one of his strongest siblings, he might get more milk than positioned elsewhere.
I got this idea during observations of piglets, of course, because I had a feeling that weaklings are doing better in the company of strongest siblings.
Biologist Janko Skok from Slovenia's University of Maribor. To see if his hunch was right, Skok observed 18 litters, including 150 piglets. 23 of them were classified as weaklings, which meant they weighed less than 1 kilogram at birth, or they died before weaning. Then he looked to see what differentiated the weaklings that survived from those that died. And indeed, those weaklings that survived were more likely to nurse next to their strongest brothers and sisters.
Weaklings, which are limited in terms of mammary gland stimulation, actually take advantage of strong stimulation implemented by their heavier siblings, who in turn do not suffer any costs from these activities.
The research was published in the journal Behavioral Processes. Skok says that pig breeders commonly sort piglets into different weight classes, so the heaviest babies nurse together with one mother, while a different mother raises the weaker babies. But his results might mean that more piglets could survive if breeders instead mixed piglets of different sizes, so that the smaller ones could take advantage of their larger counterparts. What this finding does not explain is why my younger brother, who as a kid always tried and failed to take my dessert, is now stronger than I am. Thanks for listening. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Jason Goldman.